Uttar Pradesh, Roshan Ali posed as Roshan Lal to marry a Hindu woman in temple, had conversion nikah after vidai. Following the police complaint, accused Roshan Ali has been booked under anti-conversion law. Earlier this week, the father of a 19-year-old woman, Lakshmi Kumari, filed a complaint against one Roshan Ali. The complainant, Kamlesh, alleged that his family accepted Lakshmi's marriage to Roshan, as he introduced himself as Roshan Lal. Now they have found that Roshan belongs to another religion and has converted their daughter to Islam. Kamlesh's family are natives of the Damoh district of Madhya Pradesh, whereas the accused belongs to the Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Both families were living in Delhi's Rajouri Garden area. Lakshmi came in touch with Roshan, who worked as a local flower vendor. He managed to lure Lakshmi and took her to Mumbai. It was on the family's request that they returned. Roshan and Lakshmi had a proper Hindu wedding, and pictures of the same are getting viral on social media. However, after vidai, Lakshmi went to Hardoi with Roshan, where he converted her to Islam and has nikah as per Islam. Kamlesh Bansal, his wife, in green sari, with Lakshmi and Roshan, image, organizer, Lakshmi and Roshan after the wedding at the temple in Delhi, image, Twitter, picture after the wedding, image, Twitter. Following this, Kamlesh registered a complaint against Roshan and six others. As per the first information report, number -349/2023 was registered at the Sursa police station of the Hardoi district on July 10. As per the FIR, all the accused have been booked under the Uttar Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act, 2021. In his complaint, Kamlesh Bansal told police that he is from Kishanganj village in Madhya Pradesh and belongs to scheduled caste. The accused, Roshan, runs a flower shop outside 830 market in Delhi. His daughter, Lakshmi, used to visit the temple regularly and there she came in touch with him. Roshan managed to lure her to his fake love trap. Copy of the FIR, as accessed by organizer. Name of the accused as mentioned in the FIR, organizer, statement of the victim's father in the FIR, organizer. On June 18, 2023, they eloped to Mumbai, Kamlesh found only after his daughter contacted her. He asked her to return, as he himself will arrange her wedding with Roshan. On July 21, the duo returned from Mumbai to Delhi. On the same day, June 21, Lakshmi and Roshan had their wedding at Koti Jandewala Temple, near the Karol Bagh area in Delhi. The wedding concluded as per Hindu rituals. The same day, they left for Rampur village in Uttar Pradesh. On July 6, Kamlesh received a call from Bajrang Dal activists, who informed him about Lakshmi's conversion to Islam. He added, on July 5, Lakshmi was converted to Islam and underwent a nikah after it. On reaching Rampur, Kamlesh found Roshan belongs to the Muslim community and he has converted his daughter to Islam. Later, this complaint was filed. Kamlesh mentioned Roshan Ali, son of Nasiruddin, Lal Muhammad, son of Rafat, and five unknown people in the FIR. Organizer called the station house officer, Sursa, Dharmendra Kumar Singh on July 16, who informed that prime accused Roshan Ali was arrested on July 12. The officer added the victim's statement under section 164 of the CRPC is yet to be recorded. Asked why no sections of the Prevention of Atrocities Act were imposed against the culprit, Singh said, the victim's family did not attack the caste certificate and said they do not have any copy. On July 15, this correspondent called Kamlesh, the victim's father, who accepted that his daughter eloped with Roshan. He said, Roshan posed as a Hindu man and lured his daughter, he married her in a temple and now it is revealed that he is a Malsham. Learning the whole truth, Kamlesh brought his daughter back home. When this correspondent asked him to give the phone to his daughter, Lakshmi, he said, he was out for work. Kamlesh belongs to Basar Jati and uses Bansal as surname, he said, he belongs to the scheduled caste. Kamlesh works as a daily wage laborer and lived in Delhi with his family. He has two daughters, one is 19-year-old and the other is 16. Madam, Roshan had a decent income, and my daughter wanted to marry him, after learning he is a Hindu, we agreed. I have no idea if Lakshmi was aware of his religion or not, told Kamlesh. Currently, they were in their village in Madhya Pradesh. He said strict action should be taken against such fraudsters. Organizer has been reporting such cases in large numbers and shockingly, this is not the only case following such pattern. In February 2023, a case was reported from Haridwar, the holy city in Uttarakhand where Azhar Ahmed posed as Rahul to marry a Hindu woman. After 9 years of their marriage, the victim found she was living with a Muslim man. The truth came out after she accidentally found an Aadhaar card at home. It had her husband's, Rahul's, photograph but the name mentioned was Azhar Ahmed. A first information report, number 41-2023, was registered at the Kankal police station on the 30th of January 2023. Notably, Rahul and Sonia had married each other in a temple. Rahul used to wear kalawa. Put Tilakan even visited the temple, accepted prasad from Ganga Aarti, and allowed the woman to keep Karwa Chauth fast as well. Azhar Ahmed posed as Rahul Sharma to marry this Hindu woman in Haridwar. 9 years after marrying him she find about his true identity. Then Ahmed began threatening her of chopping into pieces. Case registered, accused arrested. Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Act imposed. pic.twitter.com/pmg53078. Subhi Vishwakarma, at Subhi_Karma, February 3, 2023. This correspondent reported a case back in July 2022 where a woman, Rachna Solanki, filed a police complaint against her husband Amit Kumar Singh who was actually Ikrar Qureshi. She found the truth 9 years after their marriage. Ikrar had two Aadhaar cards and had his name printed on the wedding invitation as Amit Kumar. The first information report, number 354-2022, was registered at Jagdishpura police station of Agra district in UP on the 18th of June 2022. The couple did Diwali puja together and went to various temples. Rachna says she is an ardent follower of Lord Hanuman. Amit accompanied her to temples. Rachna informed this correspondent last week that Amit alias Ikrar is released on bail. Agra, UP, Ikrar posed as Amit Kumar to marry Rachna in 2013, after having children he started forcing Rachna to eat meat. One day he tried circumcising the kids when she found his true identity, he said he will hold the ceremony at any cost and started forcing her to convert to plus pic.twitter.com/5jsrakuak. Subhi Vishwakarma, at Subhi_Karma, June 18, 2022. On March 2023, organizer. Reported a case from Haridwar, the holy city in Uttarakhand where Mohammad Shoaib posed as Sachin to trap a Hindu woman from the Harijan community. Later forced her to convert. A first information report, number -108/2023, was registered at the Pathri police station of the Haridwar district on March 1. The man asked the woman to remove the Om symbol tattooed on her hands. Shoaib posed as Sachin to marry Harijan woman in Uttarakhand. Priyanka had Om tattooed on her hand. After the conversion nikah, Shoaib got it covered saying the symbol belongs to kafirs and that if she will not remove it she too will burn in hellfire. See the fur below. pic.twitter.com/9lm5grsp. Subhi Vishwakarma, at Subhi_Karma, March 6, 2023. In March 2022, organizer. Reported a similar case from Uttar Pradesh where Rashid posed as Raju Mishra to trap a Hindu woman. Rashid had two Aadhaar cards with these names, told the victim. The woman was later converted to Islam and her name was changed to Mahi Khan. After converting the woman and exploiting her sexually Rashid left her saying, he has converted a Kafir Hindu to Islam which is equal to, Ek Haj Ka Sawab. Attention at Fatehpur Police. I spoke to Sneha Mishra, 19, name changed surname retained, who shared this complaint letter stating Rashid Khan posed as Raju Mishra to lure her into a fake relationship. Made physical relation and recorded the act, later stated blackmailing her. Plus pic.twitter.com/hm9u3hltjp. Subhi Vishwakarma, at Subhi_Karma, March 14, 2023. In April 2023, organizer. Reported another case from Bazpur, Uttarakhand where Liaquat posed as Samar to trap a Hindu woman Jashoda. After torturing her he made her convert to Islam. A first information report, number -185/2023, was registered at the Bazpur police station of the Udham Singh Nagar district. The woman belonged to the Brahmin caste. In May 2022, this correspondent covered a case from the Gwalior district of Madhya Pradesh where a Hindu woman underwent conversion in Halla after she was trapped by a man named Mohammad Imran, who posed as Raju Jatav. The first information report, FIR, in the case, number 02022, was registered at a woman's police station in MP's Gwalior district on the 23rd of April. The woman identified as Hemlata Joshi told me that, Raju married her at Sheetla Mata temple in Gwalior, as per Hindu rituals. They would tell me that worshipping murtis is worthless and only Allah can show the path to Jannat, she said. The recent Gwalior case is not just about forced conversion and false identity but, Halla, too. This is the second case of Halla in MP after Narsingpur. Though dedicated charges have not been imposed in the FIR, but the police will soon impose it. At Gwalior Police have a look, pic.twitter.com/hexartatwa. Subhi Vishwakarma, at Subhi_Karma, April 28, 2022. In June 2022, this correspondent covered a case from the Bhopal district of Madhya Pradesh. Here a woman doctor claimed that the accused, Nehal Khan, posed as a Hindu to trap and sexually exploit her. She told me that, Nehal lived like a Hindu with her. He visited temples with her and followed all rituals and festivals. It was difficult to believe that he was Muslim. Nehal started forcing Priya to convert to Islam. He told her, convert right away. Soon when this Modi Yogi government loses power, the Taliban will take over this country and everyone in India will convert to Islam. Priya confronted him by saying, how will they come to our country? How can you say this being a citizen of this country? Does this mean you support terrorism? Dr. Nehal Khan and Dr. Priya Soni collectively ran two multi-speciality hospitals in Bhopal. Recently, Priya found, the one she was living with, is a Muslim. He lured her into his fake love trap, she lived like his wife. The duo never married. Help this woman at Bhopalcom at cp_bhopalpic.twitter.com/kainal2yalna. Subhi Vishwakarma, at Subhi_Karma, May 19, 2022. In December 2021, this correspondent covered a case from the Sultanpur district of Uttar Pradesh. Here the accused forced his pregnant Hindu woman to convert to Islam despite marrying at an Arya Samaj temple. As per the wedding certificate, the accused Fahim Qureshi converted and became Raj Arya to marry the woman Pratibha Soni. And FIR, number 1082-2021, filed at City Kotwali Police Station in Sultanpur on the 27th of November was registered in this case. He told me that Yogi Sarkar is going after Muslim men marrying Hindu women. So it was best for both of us to marry in a temple as Hindus, told Pratibha. Readers can go through this list compiled by organizer, where we have compiled as many as 30 such cases, topics, forced religious conversion, Islamic conversion, Dawa, Hardoi love jihad, Islam, Uttar Pradesh love jihad.